Morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of December, 2018, and Monday morning, and we're still in Cameron, Missouri, up in Northwest this morning. We're headed to go back to Pineville tomorrow, Tuesday morning. I've been up here working on a rental property. And I'm finding out how not the same person I used to be. Age has its effects on one's body. Anyone that endorses the concept of evolution needs to talk to some older people and ask them if they're getting better and better, if they're evolving into a better, higher creature. The law of thermodynamics is firmly set in. And entropy. And I've often told people, if you want to dispel evolution, all you have to do is look in the mirror. That'll answer your question. Good morning, Pastor Cook. So, the whole concept of Darwinian evolution, if you think about the amoeba cell, the single cell, and you think about microbiology, and you think about a lot of the presuppositions of the science, I call it scientism, say that the earth evolved over billions and billions of years, and then you look in the mirror and you realize evolution is a myth. It is scientism, it's not science. It's so-called science is what Paul called so-called science. And that's why we have the Bible, to dispel all of these lies. Starting with the first chapter of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Well, we have the account of the evening, the morning, the first day, and all the way through 6 days. Not 6 billion years, 6 literal 24-hour days. What it is they want to create doubt in the minds of believers that God has the ability to do what he said he did. Just like God has the ability to preserve his word. The King James Authorized Version of the Bible, the last 400 plus years. Now all these people come on saying we need a new version. You know, that's merely an attack on God's ability to preserve his word, isn't it? His word is infallible. His word is inspired. And yet people think it's not good enough. Well, I hope that you all have a good week this week, and I hope that he continues to smile on you and show his grace to you. There is nothing more certain than the grace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your hearts through Jesus Christ. I just wanted to give everyone an update. That's what's going on. We'll get back to doing our normal broadcast when we get back to Pineville. But until then, with joy we'll go on singing. Until then, with joy we'll carry on. Until the day God calls us home. God bless.